Hey, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. Welcome. We're live here in our center today. Can I be honest with you? Because I love you. My name is Randy, and I love you, and I care for you, and I want the best for you. If you're married, and you're committed in your marriage, and you and your spouse don't agree on the big things, if you and your spouse, for whatever reason, can't come to an agreement on the big things, you're foolish. You're creating an environment in your home and your family and your relationship that will undermine the glue that holds together a strong, intentional marriage. We want to talk about that today. Welcome to the center. We have one goal, and that's helping you experience your high-stake relationships, your life as God intended. Your relationships are too important. Your marriage is too important not to be intentional. And our goal here is to help you today. So come on in. Jennifer's here. Stephen, our team, our phone line is open to you. And I would love to hear those of you who would call and say, Randy, you're absolutely right. We have commitment, but we didn't have agreement. We didn't agree about kids. We didn't agree about money. We didn't agree about in-laws, whatever. And I'd love to hear how you got to a point of agreement. How did you get to a place that strengthened your relationship to strengthen that glue, that bond that holds a relationship together? Instead of being a post-it note type of a marriage, you become a marriage that's more built on the epoxy glue that really holds things together permanently, right? And I'd love to hear your story, or maybe you have a question. You just need some encouragement. We're here. We love you, and that's why we have this ministry on the air every day for 28 minutes. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Quickly, I want to say there are three things that are absolutely essential, foundational, that I've seen in marriages over many, many years. My wife, Don, and I have been married more years than most of you have been alive. And so I see in not only my own marriage, but I see in the marriages of others that we've worked with the importance of these three things: commitment with agreement, love with respect, shared goals with daily action. And I want to focus on this commitment and agreement. You know, the Bible says in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement? I mean, you're on a path, you're headed in a certain direction. It gives you kind of a beautiful word picture of you and your spouse walking in the direction. Are you walking in the same direction on the things that really matter? Now, by the way, I'm not talking about the little stuff that we're always going to disagree on and the issues that we have in life. We're just different people with, you know, we're just different. That's okay. But if you're in a marriage and you can't agree on how we're going to spend our money, how we're going to raise our kids, that's a problem, and you know that. And so I know we can call and say, hey, I got a problem, and we can complain. I hope today we can break the inertia in at least one or two relationships in the thousands who are listening, that someone's going to say, I get it. I understand, Randy, this is a glue that holds a relationship together. No, it's love that holds a relationship together. You know what? I've counseled with enough people who say they love each other, but they don't agree on stuff, and it undermines the relationship. Love is essential, of course, but we're talking about commitment here and agreement. I want to give you an example. We've got people that I've talked to, wonderful people, godly people, people who love the Lord, want their marriages to work, and their questions sort of represent this thing of maybe being committed but not in agreement. And if you've worked through this, boy, you can help somebody today. How did you strengthen that glue by coming to an agreement on something? 888-888-1717. Listen to Andrew. He's going to give his name and tell you his story here and ask his question. But I think it's an example of the fact that we can have commitment in a relationship without agreement, and it's a problem. Take a listen.
My name is Andrew. My question to Dr. Randy is, me and my wife are on the same page, you know, spiritually, as far as the Bible goes, but we're not on the same level when it comes to affection, when it comes to finances, when it comes to raising our kids, and just the way things are done in our marriage. And, you know, sometimes I feel alone, you know, I see her growing with her relationship with God, but she's not growing in her relationship with me. And sometimes, you know, my kids want her and need her, and she goes into the room and she plays and neglects me and the kids, and sometimes, you know, she just comes home, goes in there, prays, locks the door, and we don't see her for the rest of the night, and then she goes to bed, and it's just hard, you know, because we're not having that intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Andrew, listen, thank you for sharing that on our comment line. And our heart goes out to you, for you and for your wife. Because I hear in your heart a commitment. Yeah, I didn't hear you say, I want out of this marriage, I'm gone. You're just saying, hey, we agree, but then you really say, well, we really don't. We don't agree about kids. We don't agree about intimacy. We don't agree about communication. And that undermines a relationship. We're talking about the glue. Commitment and agreement is what I consider to be the glue that holds the relationship together. And in a moment, I'm going to play a caller who shared with me that he has a lack of commitment, not agreement. He's not committed. And that's why we need both of these. And I want to say to some of you who maybe you're dating someone today, you're not married today, you're thinking about getting married, or you love your kids and you want them to make a good choice. If you're dating someone or love someone, or you think you want to get married to someone and be committed to someone and you don't agree, don't do it. I love you too much not to tell you the truth, because the best predictor of the future is the present. And if you're not on the same page and you get those little signs of, yeah, we agree, but I wonder if it's just because we're dating and really he or she doesn't agree on some of these things that are important to me, run, don't walk. And be respectful in the process. And I would say that to that person too, not just for you, but for them. It's foolish for them to marry you, because they're going to have misery in their life. Cuts both ways. This isn't like right or wrong. It's just two people cannot walk together unless they be in agreement. And now if you are married, that's why this is such a big deal and so important, to be able to get on the same page. Okay? All right. Join in this discussion. What do you think? What have you learned? What has God taught you? 888-888-1717. All right, Nancy, welcome to the show today. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, what have you learned about agreement in marriage, the importance of it?
You know what? God is ultimately in control of your marriage, and when you surrender it to God, through his word, he teaches you that your husband is the head of the household and he's the head, I'm the neck. So whatever he wants to do, you just honor it. You're allowed to voice your opinion, but you need to just trust that God is in control of your marriage, and therefore you need to trust your husband. And we haven't always agreed on how to raise our daughter or finances or what have you. But God tells us in the verse that a nagging wife is like a dripping faucet. And mind you, my husband's not a believer, but I know that Jesus still loves him. So it's important when I told my husband that, you know what, God has clearly told me in the Bible that by me nagging you, I'm like a dripping faucet, you know.
But what do you do, Nancy?
No good.
What do you do when you disagree? I mean, if it's something really important and big and so on, what do you do?
You know what? I still sit down with him and I say, you know what? These are my feelings. This is how I feel about the situation. But I love you. I know that you love our family. And a lot of times he'll sit and he'll take this all into what I have to say into consideration. Sometimes we meet in the middle. Sometimes we don't. But then I have to, you know what, give that to God and trust that God is in control of our marriage. And a lot of times it's just maturity and knowing that Jesus loves me. He loves my husband, whether he's a believer or not, and that through me honoring God through my actions, it'll all work out.
Do you feel respected by him, Nancy? Do you feel respected when you sit down and talk and so on, even if you don't agree, do you feel respected by him?
You know what? Not in the beginning, but, you know, we've been married for 16 years. And absolutely. Now I do, because my husband has verbally expressed, like, I respect you so much, and I admire the woman that you are and the person that you are. Mm. So, yeah, that speaks volumes to me, but you have to give it over to God first.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Thank you, Nancy. I know some people are really wrestling with that, but with what you just said, but there's some real principles there. And I asked the question about respect, because within a marriage or within any organization, you have to have, have to have rules of how things are going to work and how decisions are going to be made. And sometimes we agree and sometimes we don't. And that's part of the process. And the Bible certainly lays out a process of how a marriage is to work. A husband is to honor, love his wife as Christ loved the church. And so even a husband that doesn't know Christ that can love his wife, that's a powerful thing. And respect, that's why I ask the power of respect. Because not only is commitment and agreement essential, so is love and respect. Because if you feel respected in a relationship, there might be times you say, I don't agree, but I still feel respected and being understood and listened to. And that's important. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that call. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. What have you learned about commitment, agreement in your marriage? What has God been teaching you? It is a glue that holds a relationship together. Love to talk to you. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Every question we ask in life has the power to set us up or set us free. In Dr. Andy's teaching titled The Power of Questions, he unpacks the first question in the Bible and how the serpent used it to twist God's word and lead Adam and Eve astray.
God never told the woman she couldn't touch the fruit. There's already a deception that's occurring in this woman's mind, and Satan is setting her up.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets to listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. Your support is huge. You're helping us reach people by the thousands around the world, literally through our podcast, radio program, helping people come to Jesus. Listen, that's it. Know Christ. That's the first thing. And if we can help you with anything to live intentionally, it's to know him personally, to give your life to him. I'm done doing it myself. Lord, I give my life to you. And then to really understand what the writer of Proverbs Solomon means when he says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path, including in this area of marriage. We're talking about the triple play that makes a marriage work: commitment and agreement, love and respect, shared goals, and daily action. I see couples that have some of those things, but not all. And to the degree you start checking those off and saying, well, we have that, but not that, is the degree to which you're probably struggling in your marriage today. If you have commitment without agreement, ouch. If you have love without respect, wow. You know what that does. If you have goals without daily action, well, you have, let's face it, a good intentioned marriage with mediocrity. And so this is the triple play here: commitment and agreement, love and respect, shared goals, and daily action. Talking about the area of agreement, today. You can join in 888-888-1717. Tom did from New Mexico. Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm good, Randy. Thank you. Well, no, I'm not good. I've been sick with RSV and just really having a hard time struggling.
Are you getting help? Are you talking to your doctor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. We've been in the hospital for 7 days. Just got home yesterday.
Oh, well. We'll ask people to pray for you. But thank you for taking time to call. Go right ahead.
Anyway, okay. My wife and I will be married 50 years, March 30th. I knew her 3 months, and then we married. I think it was love at first sight, and I really feel that. I feel that God put us together. I know He put us together, but I don't think it's working now. I think commitment's still there, and I think, but I'm not sure there's love in her part. I think she, I really feel that we're, I'm 72, she's 68. We're both health problems. We got to go to the doctor. We got to go this, Anyway, do I go to the doctor more than she goes to the doctor? And she doesn't go to the doctor. She needs to go to the doctor, and she's not going to the doctor. So I go to the doctor. I have a health issue, of course. We just go back and forth, And I think this is the bottom line that's breaking it up.
Why do you take that, though, is you don't love each other? I mean, I can see where maybe you have some issues.
I love her with all my heart. I love her with all my heart. I still do.
What makes you think she doesn't love you?
It's the way she just treats me, and I think she's just not into it as much as she used to be, if that makes sense. I think she's having a hard time struggling. I know it's a health part that in our lives that is making us break up. It's I've been listening to you guys now forever. I've been listening to you guys, but I don't know. I want to make this marriage continue. I do want to not think. I know, because I know God put us together. There's no doubt in my mind that God was, he's really the glue that is there for us.
Tom, listen to me for a minute. Listen, brother. Listen, you save your breath, save your energy, because you're in a healing process here. And I may be wrong, but what I'm hearing is that the two of you have had in the past some really good times. There was love. There was a sense of connection. And as we've gotten older here, life's happened. And when life happens, it can kick you squarely in the teeth. And it puts a lot of pressure. And one of the reasons we make a vow at the beginning 50 years ago in sickness and in health is because when the sickness comes, that's when the commitment and the agreement is necessary. And so this is, and the love and respect, by the way, both. I think a couple of things, Tom, just an observation. You've been sick 7 days in the hospital. You can hear it in your voice. You're weak. You're recovering. But it was so important to you that you took some of the breath you had today to call and share the hurt that you're experiencing in your marriage. And I'm wondering if your wife is also hurting in her own way. And I think sometimes when we start to hurt, we become like the turtle and we pull into our shell. Instead of stretching out and moving toward our spouse, we go into our shell and wait for them to come and knock on the shell. Are you in there? I love you. Come on out. Right? And so I would encourage you, first of all, Tom, get healthy. Just do what the doctor says. Get your rest, get your medicine, whatever you've been prescribed. Let God do some healing in your body. That'll give you more strength. And then as you do get back on your feet, to really say to your wife something like, honey, we're both going through it. We're at a new stage in life. Married 50 years. Hey, listen, we're going to start practicing the vows about in sickness and in health. And we're going to have to come to an agreement on taking care of ourselves physically, emotionally, spiritually, relationally, whatever it is. and not cash this in. You guys have been married 50 years. You got a lot going on here, okay? I'm assuming I didn't ask, but probably kids and other things that are important in your life. And so I wouldn't let Satan use the fatigue and the stress of illness to drag your marriage into a ditch. This is the time for the two of you to really focus on each other, but also on taking care of yourselves physically, okay? Tom, a lot of people will be praying for you guys.
Think of all the things in our culture today that are being questioned. And like Satan, did God indeed say that marriage is between a man and a woman? That's being questioned within the church. Did God indeed say that? Does God indeed say that His intention is that when we marry for life? I know it doesn't always happen, but isn't that God's intention? Did God indeed say that? See?
Power of Questions, it's the featured lesson from Intentional Living this month. Ask the right questions, it can change your life. And I would say, using questions as an example, Tom, one of the questions you could ask yourself, is it possible that everything we're going through, I think you sort of implied it was, everything you're going through physically right now is draining the resources that you need to work on your marriage. And I think when we're fatigued and discouraged and depressed and down, what happens is things percolate to the surface. All right. We're praying for you, Tom. George in Kansas. George, welcome to the program today. Appreciate your call. Go right ahead.
Yeah. I've just finished listening to you talk to Tom.
Yeah, yes.
And he just got out of the hospital. Well, I've got Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Mm. And my wonderful wife of 42 years, she stands behind me. You know, we talk about it. She sees my, you know, the stress levels of all that kind of stuff. And sometimes I tell her, I said, honey, I feel like a burden. Mm. And I, you know, I can understand Tom's feelings about, oh, this wife, my wife loves me so much, and she's so good that, you know, I don't want Tom to feel like he's down out because of medical stuff. Mm. It's, you know, I hope you understand, Doctor. It's
oh, absolutely.
I love. You know, she has been my partner, you know, and, you know, and when I talk to her, I says, okay, Lord, you know, take me home or, you know, help. You know, it's been very difficult. And, she keeps telling me, I love you, I love you, and I love you. And I keep tell Tom that same thing.
You just did. Thank you, George. Listen, I've been around this thing of people and helping people a long time. And when I hear a story like George where Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and his wife is right there with him and holding his hand, encouraging him, walking with him, that's what commitment is. That's what a promise keeper is. That's what a vow keeper is. And life just throws us this stuff. It's just part of the fallenness of the world in which we live. That's just a reality. And I hope Tom heard your message. And George, for you, we're glad we can be here as well, encourage you today a little bit, okay? All right. Wow. You know, as we're talking about the things that we're learning and the power of being in agreement and being on the same page, it really comes down to making a decision to be committed to one another. I want to share a caller that I received. His name was Anthony. And he wasn't struggling with agreement. He's just struggling with following through on a commitment, which is foundational. So take a listen.
Hi, Doctor. So here's my thing. I've been a horrible husband to my wife. I've lied. I've gaslighted her. And I'm trying to reconcile.
Did she throw you out?
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying, hey, I want back in, and what is she saying?
Not until she sees proof of change. She has, you know, stepped out of her comfort zone, and I've let her down. and lied to her again. So I'm committed this new year to being honest and be a man of integrity. And so that's kind of where I'm at, because I don't want to hurt her. She's been through enough, and I want to.
Have you made this promise before?
Yes, I have.
How many times?
I couldn't tell you.
Why do you or why does she think it's going to be different?
It's a good question.
Yeah, it is a good question. And it's one that you're going to have to answer. She sounds like she's a patient woman.
Yeah. I've actually getting a call from her, so I need to jump off.
And that's how our call ended. I have no idea what happened. I pray for you, Anthony, and your wife, that you could get some healing going. But, you know, we're talking about commitment and agreement today. It's like two sides. You need glue on both the giver and receiver sometimes. You have that kind of glue that says put it on this and put it on that and then stick them together, right? If you want to have a marriage, frankly, if you want to have any important relationship, you need to have commitment and agreement. And then the glue that holds those together is God's intentional love for both of you. And making that decision. The Bible is very clear that we can't walk together unless we be in agreement. So my passion as we wrap up the show here is to say, hey, what is it one thing right now that you could take the lead with your spouse to say, hey, I love you. I love our marriage. I love our family. Can we come to an agreement on this? Maybe even agree to disagree for God's glory and your benefit. Hey, we're wrapping up the show today. I'll tell you what, we're going to record though. I'd love to hear your stories. Give me a call. What is God teaching you? We're going to record them for next Monday. All right. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Thank you, Damon from Michigan, joining us monthly as an ongoing dollar a day member for Intentional Living. God bless you. Thank you. Mary Ann joined us, a dollar a day from Roseville, Michigan as well. And then Felicia, hey, Michigan's checking in here. Felicia from Sterling, Michigan, Sterling Heights, Michigan. Thank you for joining us with your gift for the ministry. And Emily, ongoing from Chandler, Arizona, Phoenix area, every month. Thank you so much for your support. Can I invite you, ask you to come and join us? We're running a little bit behind where we need to be to continue the mission on budget for this year, and I just simply share that with you. Go to theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.